Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everyone. Judge Andrew Napolitano here for Judging Freedom. Today is Friday, January 20th, 2023. It's 11:23 in the morning, Central Time, here in Texas, United States of America, where I find myself this morning. I also find myself deeply dismayed, but hardly surprised at the latest news out of the Pentagon. Well, since 1992, the Pentagon has been obligated by federal law to undergo an audit so that it can account for all the money it spends and account for all the property it owns. The audits were suspended from 1994 to 2017. The reason for the suspension of the audit was the Pentagon spends more money than it knows how to account for and owns more property than it knows where it is, so it can't comply with the audit. In the Trump administration, the audits were resumed. So the audit started in 2017. There have been five audits from 2017 to 2022. Same result in all five audits. There is about $220 billion with a B, dollars worth of equipment or cash, but more likely than not equipment that the Pentagon cannot account for. This, of course, is dangerous because we don't know where this equipment is and in whose hands it may be. And it's reprehensible because this comes from taxpayer dollars. Aha! Not money borrowed in the taxpayer's name, even though money, of course, is fungible, but taxpayer dollars. The federal government collects about $3.5 trillion a year in taxes. The mandatory money that goes out, of course, is Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, programs like that, and Department of Defense. Now, the Congress votes on the Department of Defense, but it always increases it. The latest Department of Defense budget was $780 billion. That is more than the defense budgets of the next, that's a bird near me. I'm outside behind a lovely hotel in downtown Austin. That is more money, $780 billion, than the budgets of the next 12 countries' defense budgets combined, which of course includes China and Russia. What do we do with $780 billion? Nobody knows. Where does it go? We can't find $220 billion of it over the past 5 years. It's not $220 billion per year. We do have 900 foreign defense installations. It's hard to find a country other than North Korea, Russia, and China, maybe a few in the Middle East, where we don't have defense installations. I remember once I was on a trip to the Sinai Peninsula with a friend who was an amateur archaeologist. We were out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden we were approached by five soldiers. And I thought, who are these guys? They were Americans. What are you doing here in the middle of the Sinai Peninsula, in the middle of Egypt? And they point to me and say, well, not far from here are a few hundred more of us. Judge, don't tell anybody. This was 15 years ago. But it's an example of the wastage of American dollars and human life that goes on in the Defense Department. Will anybody claim credit or responsibility for the inability to put their fingers on $220 billion? Of expenses and equipment from the Trump administration to the Biden administration in the Department of Defense? Don't hold your breath. More as we get it. Judge Napolitano for Judging Freedom.